Sonke and its colleagues, Instituto Promundo, based in Washington, and other colleagues of the Men Engage Alliance across the world and in the Africa region, are committed to working on changing the norms that drive violence. For example, the norms that equate masculinity with violence. We implement programs and drive policies that shift these norms.
What norms are you looking at when you say these norms that drive violence in the region? What are you looking at?
The norms that equate being male with being in power over someone else and needing to assert that power in a violent way is one. The other norm that we are trying to shift is the norm that says that men should not play a caring role and should not contribute to gender equality by taking a share of the care work in terms of caring for children. So we are working specifically on gender transformation with the inclusion of men. We work with both women and men to try and shift towards a more gender equitable society.
So what do you think can be done to deal with the issues of violence, or rather to prevent violence both at local and national level?
Well, it starts in the household. I think a long-term strategy for violence prevention is to set good examples for children in violent conflict resolution, and also to reduce the need to assert power in resource-constrained settings. So, for example, when a parent or a mother or a father displays that they are actively involved in care in the household, that reduces the need to resort to violence. We also want to make sure that that community work around the household is integrated with the norm shift at the household level. So working with radio and other media channels is one good way to establish the new norms that one wants to shift in a community.
You say that you do work with men and women. How has been the response from men in particular, looking at Africa as a society that is more patriarchal? How has their response been to your programs to try and deal with gender-based violence?
We often find that once we actually involve a group of men in a conversation, there is an incredible openness towards change. And there is, in fact, a relief at the opportunity to step out of what we call the gender box and to become more sensitive and more open to gender equal relationships. There is often some resistance against that work from a more peripheral level or from a more superficial level, where men perceive that their power might be threatened. But once one actually enters into a dialogue, there's usually a relief and an openness towards change.
Some people do not know about Sonke Gender Justice. What is Sonke Gender Justice?
Sonke Gender Justice is an organization that works for gender transformation with men and women across the world. The word Sonke means all of us together, and it strives to work with men, women, and children to shift norms in reducing violence and promoting gender equality. The organization is active mostly in Africa, but also plays a key role in working with international partners on the International Men Engage Alliance, since it co-chairs the Men Engage Alliance with Promundo US. An important indicator of this is a study that has been completed, or it's in process of being completion, called the International Men and Gender Equality Survey. And one of the findings was that while we still have a long way to go, men are changing. The survey was done in 10 countries so far, and several countries in Africa were included in that study. And that's available on the Men Engage and the Sonke websites.